You're listening to Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.
It's no mere trifle that I received two emails within 2 weeks about the word trifle.
That's what they say. Good morning. I'm Rebecca Kruth, and joining us now is University of Michigan English professor Ann Curzan. Good morning, Ann.
Good morning.
And so one of the emails that you're talking about came from a listener named Matt, and he says, something insignificant is often described as a mere trifle. At the same time, an option that could be very challenging is said to be nothing to trifle with. How did we end up with such different meanings for the same word?
And Matt, thanks for the question. What I loved was that I started doing the research to be able to answer this question. And while I'm doing the research, I get an email from a friend of mine at the university. And the subject line of the email is, because I'm trifling. And I email her back and I said, did you know that I was doing research on this word? And she loved the coincidence here. We'll come back to her email, but let's start with Matt's question and the word trifle. This word comes in from Old French, 13th century, so it's an old word. And it's meant much of the same thing for much of its history. It started as a false tale or foolishness, something trivial. And by the 1300s, it could refer to a little knickknack, you know, a mere trifle. By the 1500s, a small sum of money, which I can still do, right? It's just a trifle.
Just a trifle,
it's,
yep.
It's not that
much. That's all it costs.
Much. Now, do you know the food item?
Yes, I do. I actually had a trifle recently at Miquette here in Ann Arbor.
Well, there you go. It first shows up as a food item, again, in the 1500s. The Oxford English Dictionary describes that as a dish composed of cream boiled with various ingredients. But by the 18th century, we've got references to that sponge cake with wine.
Yeah, it's kind of layers.
Custard.
Yeah, it's awesome.
So that's one kind of trifle. You also get the verb, and this is how we get to Matt's question. By the 1500s, we have the verb trifle with. And you can see the relationship with the insignificant thing, a trifle, because to trifle with means to treat with lack of seriousness or treat with lack of respect. So to trifle with something would be to not take it seriously. So nothing to trifle with is, be careful, that's not a trifle.
It is something serious.
It is something serious. Now, let's return to my colleague's email. In the subject line, which she says, because I'm trifling, she's using it as an adjective. And trifling, the adjective, is part of the lexicon for many speakers of African-American English. When I emailed my friend back, she said, oh, this is one of my favorite adjectives, and it should be triflin, she said, with an N apostrophe. And she said, I use it to describe my own wandering, non-productive ways, which I have to say, knowing her, totally untrue because she's one of the most accomplished, amazing people. But I love the way she's using it in this self-deprecating way. I found on Code Switch, they have a blog, Word Watch, and there's a wonderful piece by Tanya Ballard Brown from 2014 called People Be Triflin'. And she's writing about this use of trifling as an adjective. And she writes, when I was growing up in North Carolina, I knew that, along with shiftless and lazy, one of the worst things a person could be was trifling. The way my grandma used the word, it seemed to mean shiftless, lazy, useless, worthless, and no good all at once. So no, you did not want to be trifling. And so you can hear that's a much stronger use of trifling as an adjective. My friend's using it in a weaker sense. What I want to note is that these uses, and you'll also find this use of trifling in dialects of Southern American English, goes all the way back. You can trace this back to the 16th century of trifling being used to mean idle, lazy, foolish. So it's an old word.
I love the relationship between all three of these. That's great. Well, Anne, you know what? There's nothing trifling about That's What They Say. Thanks so much.
Have a good Sunday.
Ann Curzan is a professor of English at the University of Michigan. We look at the evolution of language every Sunday morning here on Weekend Edition. If you can't always catch us on Sunday, you can subscribe on iTunes. Just search for That's What They Say. And if you have a question about our ever-changing language, let us know at michiganradio.org.